Well, Church, it's great to be with you. It's Wednesday, the 1st of July, and the country has been in lockdown for 100 days. Worldwide, 10 million people have been confirmed infected with the virus, and 500,000 people have died. And if you watch the news, it's full of stories of what may happen in post-lockdown Britain, or what's going to happen in the world, or what's going to happen in the economy. And most of it's speculative, a lot of bad news out there. But there's only one person who knows what's going to happen, really. He saw this pandemic coming before it came, and he has a solution for us. So let's just remember for a moment who our God is. You know, he is the God Almighty. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's our healer. He's our Redeemer. He's the Lord. He's the King of all the earth. He's the Lord, our maker. He's a shield for us. He's the one who lifts our head up. He's a place of refuge. Our Lord is our rock, fortress, and our deliverer. He's our support. He's our light and strength. He's the strength of our lives. He's our helper. He's the rock of refuge. He's a place to hide. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. He's our defense, a shelter and strong tower from the enemy. He's a high tower. This is our God. This is whom we serve. This is who we've made covenant with. 1 John 3 verse 1 says, "See what manner of love this is, that he calls us to be his children, that we are children of God." So whilst the world is facing a lot of uncertainty, do you know, this God that I talk about is the same God who describes himself as my Father and your Father. And because God is our Father, I can say that everything is going to be okay. So I want to read a scripture out of Matthew chapter 6. So if you turn in your Bibles to Matthew 6 verse 25. "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you'll eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." And I think these words of Jesus are very, very appropriate in the current climate. Jesus says this: do not be anxious about your life. Don't worry about your life. It's in the hands of God. Do not be anxious about what you will eat, what you'll drink, what you'll clothe. And that word anxious is a picture of a person carrying the cares and worries and troubles of the world on their shoulders. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. But have you thought this? Well, that's all very well, Alex. Don't be anxious. But how do I stop being anxious? And I want you to consider your focus. Verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air. What is your focus? Is it on the news? Is it what's your neighbor saying? Is it on your problems? Is it on the challenges? Is it on the speculations on tomorrow? Or are you looking at the birds of the air? Do you know, when I feel quite anxious about things, if I feel stressed about things, or if I've got a lot on my plate, one of the things I like to do is come into this room, and we've got two glass doors, and I look out those doors and I look at the birds. You know, how birds have no problems and no troubles and no difficulties. And it's just It's something that just is so relaxing because it takes my eyes off the problems onto God's creation. Do you know, Bob Marley wrote a song, which I think, you know, if you're anxious, I would put it on YouTube or Spotify and repeat it again and again and again. This is how it goes. It goes, don't worry about a thing because every little thing is going to be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing because every little thing is going to be all right. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs, a melody pure and true, saying, this is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing, because everything's going to be all right. You can almost see the words of Jesus there, waking up, seeing three birds. Just don't worry about a thing. And I want to say, don't worry about a thing. If you're in covenant with Jesus, don't worry about a thing. Because worrying doesn't help, and it doesn't add anything to your life. So focus on the things that God tells us to focus on. Look at the birds of the air. And then in verse 28 and 29, it says, look at the lilies of the field. Take the focus off what you don't have onto God's creation. Take your focus off your lack onto his creation. You know, look at flowers, look at the creation, and look at the wonderful handiwork of God. And then God says this to me and to you, you know, he clothes the flowers and feeds the bird. How much more valuable are we than him? If we look at verse 30, it says this. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? The Lord is asking us to trust him. In the midst of this crisis, in the midst of this challenge, in the midst of this pandemic, God is saying, put your trust in me. Put your faith in me. He takes care of the flowers. He takes care of the birds. And he's going to take care of me and you. Put your faith in him for provision. You see, God's promises of provision work in feast and famine. God's promises of provision are true in a recession or at a time of economic growth. You know, let us not lean into the news. The facts aren't good, but the truth is this. My God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Everything's going to be okay. If we look at verse 33, it says, now put some order in your life, Jesus says. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Do you know, for the promises to be manifest into our lives, everything that God wants to come into our lives, we must first seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And the kingdom means his rule and reign, and his righteousness is his ways and his character. And if you think about that, are you seeking God's kingdom for your life? See, how do I seek God's kingdom? Well, you seek God's kingdom by praying a simple prayer. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Because when I lay down my will to God and I do what he calls me to do, his kingdom's extended in me. His kingdom's put first in me. And God wants you to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. And when that happens, all these things will be added to you. Don't worry about what's going on. Seek God. Seek his kingdom. Seek his face. Seek his righteousness. And my final thought is this in verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own troubles. Now, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but there's enough trouble in today to worry about tomorrow. And if you are struggling at home, and if you are concerned, and if things are difficult, what I suggest you do is to go to God every morning and say, Heavenly Father, give me the grace I need to get through the day. Strengthen me and help me and give me everything that I need to get through today. I don't have to worry about what's coming up tomorrow or the day after. I just need to get through today. Go boldly to the throne of grace and ask for mercy and grace in your hour of need. God is there for help, to help you. He's a very present help in a time of need. So wherever you are, however you're feeling, don't be anxious. Go to God and ask him to help you and give you your grace. Let me just close by praying for you. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you're present, that you're a present help in a time of need. And I ask, Lord, that you would give your pour your grace out on your people, strengthen them and help them, and cause them to just rest in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and goodbye.